but not on the county. It paid for itself. Bless the other team.
That's county's policy. We will abide by the county's policy.
Well, I think the deeper issue is just making sure we're all cognitive and aware of our fiduciary duty. So,
I had a question. Say, I can't answer until you ask it.
I know, and I can't remember what it was.
Oh, okay.
I had a question.
As long as you don't remember, I can be confident I had the answer.
That's right.
And your certification, Donna, you set the date on the certification, you've told us. And so there's not a time clock pushing on that. You have until when to certify them?
On an April election, you have all your municipalities who need or want the certification by that Friday so that they can swear in their people on Monday.
We're looking
particularly as Branson.
They didn't even go back to us on those dates. They've got the, because this is a major primary and general. So your certification, when do you have to have your certification done for this election?
For this election, 14 days. I have 14 days. So this Wednesday and Thursday is what worked out for all of my people that are coming in. And we're going to do our certification over a two-day period because my staff just is too pushed. They are tired and they've worked long hours. And so we're going to do it over 2 days rather than try and get it all done in one.
So you don't think on the 8th, 9th, 10th that the employees could take a lunch, that is important that they work through that to obtain.
For the August election, we'd already set the date. We have to do like you guys do. We have to set the date. We have to publicize the date. And we do our best. We had no idea we were going to have so many provisionals. We had 44 provisionals. Do you want me to tell you how long it takes to process a provisional? Because I have to make a list. Contact DMV. Get back that information from DMV. Then we have to search the entire state database looking for that person. Then after that, we have to go to the drawer. See, did we accidentally file? I'm just asking, do you want to know how long it takes? No. It takes us an entire day to process.
I don't think we have, again, the question is not, and don't misunderstand us, it's not that we don't value your employees. In Road and Bridge, I know those guys are out. They work a day shift, and if it snows, they have to go in that night and work. So sometimes they're working 17 hours a day, and it happens more often than you would think. So I know those guys are bringing their own lunch. They're bringing their own. I know one guy whose spouse would meet him with a sandwich and a hot chocolate or something just so he can get through the night and work. So I don't want you to think that we're not sensitive to the value of your employees, but I think we need to be sensitive to the value of all the employees. And so I know that the sheriff's deputies are in similar situations a lot of times. I've literally seen them sitting down to eat, and then they get a call and they all have to get up and go. And
I understand that.
And mid-bite. So, we all make sacrifices to do the jobs that we've chosen to do, which is essentially serving the public.
Just trying to be fair to all.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, I don't know that, I don't think there's ever any intention for us to bring up any specifics as much as just trying to get a handle on it. So, so don't think there was any ill intentions there.
Just we were told if we were going to discuss it, we'd have clarification on the personnel policy.
I did have one question. I remembered it. Mm-hmm. Actually, I might have two. On the is that considered towards an employee benefit that they would have to pay taxes on? Where does that start getting into?
It's that big word, minimus, de minimis or something. It's not going to be taxable.
Okay. Well, but at the level of, because I think just in 3 months, the total was $1,700.
Yeah, but it's not for just one employee.
If it's divided by
And let me say,
but I think you're not including the training.
Yeah. See, I don't know how many people. That's why I mean,
there's 100. There's over 100 people that go to training.
The training. Okay.
It won't be a taxable.
Okay, so we don't need to worry about that being a. I just didn't want to get in trouble with those types of things. And then as far as the, I know whenever I do a, like if we're out of town, we've used the, we were out of town on a meeting, and we purchased lunch while we were out of town. And we don't have a problem with that. So don't, you know, but we have to give the receipting and all that kind of stuff. We just give you an itemized receipt. I tend to write down who was there. Is that something that's in the policy, or is that something we need to look at as far as... now, I'm not saying list 100 names, but...
If you buy it for 100 names, we want to list it for sure.
Well, but you know
it's
what I mean?
It's recommended to show that...
I think it's a good idea to do that.
Is that part of our policy now as far as you have to have the itemized receipt?
We have to have the itemized receipts. And if we see something where you haven't said, this is for me and one other person, or this is... And you're eating, you know, enough for four people... We're going to probably question it.
Right.
So I don't know that it needs to be on there, but you need to be aware that we are looking at every one of those.
I say because I know on the top of the, well, the last few weeks or whatever, whenever we were in Columbia, we wrote down the names that was involved, and there were us three and then one department head. Okay. And then I turned the itemizer seat in. And I know I noticed something that says not for... personal use, which is obvious. I know that there's been happenings in the past where somebody's used the card thinking it was their own, but we had the logo changed on the actual credit card. Now it has the county courthouse.
It's even happened with after.
Has it even happened with that? Yes. Well, I know that eliminated.
But they come forth and pay it back.
Yeah,
right.
We always address those as they come through. So it has happened, but it shouldn't happen.
I did it once, but I got it credited back before I left the store.
Oh, I did it. I mean, I did it, and then I just went to the treasurer and paid it, and because I think they were both RVS bank cards, and they looked the exact same, and they have my name on it. So I think I was the one that said, hey, we need to get these changed where the picture's different or something. So okay. I don't know if there's any other amendments we need to look at or anything else we need to discuss there.
Well, you did bring up something that was interesting. Is you guys know that you're going to go to these meetings and you plan on eating out while you're there.
Okay.
I felt like I was doing the same thing for my staff. I know that we're going to have to work through lunch, and I do the same thing for ROTC. I'm buying their food while they're there as a way to thank them for coming and lifting all of this heavy weight. And I do the same thing for my verification team because I'm paying them very little to come in and spend the day. And so they've got the time that they're driving in to here, which, and maybe staying depending upon the election, 4 hours. If it's a pretest, 4 hours they're staying there, and we're paying them a minimum amount to be there. So that was part of the way I rewarded them, as feeding them while they're there, because they're there through the lunchtime.
To use somebody being out of town.
Just saying, this is how I felt about it, granted. You don't have to agree with the way I feel about it.
Well, we know ahead. When you're responsible for an office, you know the busy times. And you do know ahead that this is going to occur on that time. So you plan ahead. I know that if I'm going to have a real busy day and I'm going to work through, then I would bring something to have there for me to eat. Just like if I were over an office and they know that it's going to be real busy, the phones are ringing and so forth, then they could bring their lunch or make provisions for it ahead of time. It's knowing ahead of time. We're supposed to be good stewards of the county funds, and that's just what we're trying to do.
Okay.
Do you feel it's necessary to, and when I said a while ago personnel policy, and I apologize, it was purchasing card policy.
Right.
You heard what was read.
I only heard part of it enough to know that you were having an issue with us purchasing meals for my employees while they were working.
What's suggested is purchase of meals for employees while they're working in the office. Any exceptions would need prior authorization of the county commission, which you referenced a while ago. And then it says purchase of party supplies, food items for employees for any county function except retirement, birthday, retirement, birthday, leaving county employment. I didn't see this, so someone else will have to actually speak to it, but back some years ago, the county had like a dinner or something out at the airport, and all the county employees were invited. Now, that's all county employees, not special. And then I was told that they could not do that anymore because it was either the county audit or the state audit wrote them up.
It's a state auditor. Your regular auditor is not going to say anything about that unless it gets to be extravagant.
And that's where the policy comes in. He says, unless it's in the policy, he will not say anything. Unless what Rick said, unless it was extravagant.
Okay.
Do you have any thoughts, Mr. Schofield?
I guess the issue is, are we going to amend the policy or not?
Do you want to look at it further and decide later? Do you want to?
I don't have any problems with making the amendments. I don't know.
Does anyone see anything in there that's a problem?
Do we need to have? I guess my concern is that strictly with the purchasing cards. What about, does still open up for other ways? I mean, there's going to be loopholes.
Well, they have to get a purchase order, and it has to be approved.
Well, actually, the purchase order would only be if it's after a certain amount. And they would have to be paying for it someplace, or they have to do it in advance. One or the other, they can't get a check unless they do it in advance,
right,
which you would be able to approve.
And I think that's what you were.
Yeah.
And that's,
if they're going to get
point,
reimbursed the same way, you would know. You
that's a good point, too, that was pointed out, is that this is coming out supplies and freight. Budget line. Is it really supplies and freight?
That was the only line I had to put it to that it made sense for me. I don't know where else you would put it.
I'm just saying.
Where would you put your meals when you go on training? I guess under training.
Yeah.
Under training.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Mileage under mileage. And we've always been told by the audit, by any audit, that to code it correctly so you know what you're truly spending out of that line item, so you know how to budget. I remember one item. One time it wasn't enough in that item. It was truly for it, but it wasn't enough in it. But I was still advised to take it out of that line item, and so that it shows what truly was spent in that line item.
Well, since you're changing the policy, I'll be paying for this out of my own pocket anyway. So it's not going to be an issue. I won't have to put it to any line.
Do you honestly feel it's something the county, the people of the county should be paying for?
Definitely on election day, definitely on training day, yes.
What about the other days?
We can get by on those days. We'll just have to work longer hours. And I'll send my people out to lunch. Like right now, we have got to get address changes done. And I had one person call in sick today, and we're beating the heat trying to get it all ready. There's a lot of work that has to be done before you can certify an election.
Now, I'm not sure that this policy would change your training day, because your training day is not for, quote, employees. That would change the election day. You just need to plan for election day, bring something in and pay for yourself.
As I said, I'll take care of it.
Do you guys want to do we need to discuss with it? Does any other elected officials need to be aware before we make the change? Or, because I don't want to be...
I was told that there hadn't been anyone else use it for this when it was appointed, but...